This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
What happens if someone is in Australia and their visa runs out? Unlawful non-citizens are liable to be detained and removed from the country. What do you do if you find yourself with an expired visa in Australia? A 25-year-old Italian carpenter, whom we are calling Giacomo in this feature, came to Australia on a working holiday visa in 2018 and then obtained a student visa. Later, he found an employer who sponsored him for a temporary skill shortage visa. Once he submitted his application for his 482 visa, he received Bridging Visa A. But things didn't go as planned.
I applied for a sponsorship visa in 2019, November. But then I entered just in a bridging visa for the sponsorship. And in May, when the COVID arrived, I lost my job, so I didn't have any more sponsorship.
The Department of Home Affairs sent Giacomo a notice saying that he had 35 days to withdraw his 482 visa application and apply for another visa or leave the country. He then applied for a visitor visa with the help of a migration agent, but it was refused because the application was made more than 28 days after the expiry of his student visa, which was the last substantive visa he held. He has appealed the decision. Emanuela Canini, a migration agent at Migration World, says most people in Australia are here legally on some sort of visa. However, sometimes she also sees clients who have let their visa expire.
Usually most of the people who let their visa expire are mainly visitor visa holders, but also students. Some forget about the expiry date, some don't care, some don't clearly understand the system, while others do it deliberately to continue to stay in the territory and maybe work without permission. In my experience, there are also some with working holiday visa who don't quite understand when the second working holiday visa starts and consequently miss the visa end date.
According to Ms. Canini, there are some widespread erroneous beliefs about what being an unlawful non-citizen means.
The first is that being illegal is not a characteristic of asylum seekers, for example, especially those who arrive by boat. And the other widespread myth is that upon expiry of the visa, you have 28 days to leave Australia. It's not true. When the visa expires, it expires.
The laws regarding visas are outlined in the Migration Act of 1958 and the Migration Regulations of 1994.
By law, everyone must have a visa to enter and stay in Australia. All temporary visas have an expiry date, and during your stay, you must make sure to renew it before it expires or apply for a different visa if you satisfy the requirements. If this doesn't happen upon expiry of the visa, you become legal. The greater risk of being illegal is that you may end up in detention and then removed from the country.
According to the Department of Home Affairs, there were 156 unlawful non-citizens in detention waiting to be removed as of the 31st of January 2021. However, the total number is estimated to be in the tens of thousands. Migration agent and accredited lawyer Alicia Comandini from Comandini Migration Services says if someone finds their visa has expired, a departure can be organised with the Department of Home Affairs by requesting a Bridging Visa E, which allows them to have a lawful status for the time they are in the country before their departure.
We always advise our client when they realise that their visa has expired not to simply buy the ticket and go to the airport, but we always advise them to request a Bridging Visa E before leaving the country. With this Bridging Visa E, they will be granted a period of time to legally leave the country, and they will avoid any detrimental consequences like being detained at the airport.
If a person has overstayed their visa by less than 28 days, they have more options.
A person may be able to apply to remain in Australia because of their relationship with another Australian citizen or permanent resident, which is obviously the partner visa applications. Or if a person has held a student visa and within the 28 days from the expiration date of their student visa, they apply for another student visa, They technically have a grace period which will allow them to apply again for another student visa.
International students can use this grace period only once in a lifetime. However, if a person has overstayed their visa for more than 28 days without resolving the unlawful visa status, their options become very limited. In some cases, they may face a 3-year exclusion period, during which they will not be granted another visa.
If you have stayed and remained in Australia illegally for more than 28 days, any future application for an Australian visa will be subject to an exclusion period. That means that you will be unable to be granted a visa to travel to or to stay in Australia for a minimum of 3 years. This period will apply even if you have left Australia voluntarily.
The 3-year exclusion period starts from the day of departure from Australia. It applies to those who did not resolve their unlawful non-citizen status within 28 days of visa expiry and left Australia as unlawful non-citizens, or while holding a bridging visa C, D or E. So how can one avoid this situation? Ms. Canini says the best thing is to pay attention to the expiry date of the visa when it's granted.
It is not actually difficult to avoid being without a visa. Obviously, there may be special circumstances such as an accident or a sudden event, but essentially you must be aware of the expiry date of your visa, first of all, and this is written on all the letters of approval of the visas, or you can check it on the Department of Home Affairs website by entering your data into the system. And in case you're not very familiar with the English language or with the system, you can still ask an immigration expert.
Under some circumstances, people whose visa has expired can also apply for a protection visa. Ben Lumsdaine, who is the supervising senior solicitor at the Refugee Advice and Casework Service, says some of their work involves helping people who hold fears of being persecuted in their country.
We'll help them try to apply for a protection visa if they've got a fear of being persecuted in their home country. So sometimes those people come to us while they have student visas, they might come to us while they have a visitor visa, but it could be any type of visa really. And if we think they should apply for a protection visa, we could help them with that. And if they're waiting for that protection visa application, if they're not meeting the conditions of their visa, so for student visas where it's like attending classes, then that visa might be cancelled and we'd assist them in that scenario.
The RACS has recently helped some Venezuelan students apply for protection visas in Australia. Help is available for those who can't afford legal representation. Head to sbs.com.au/settlement guide for more information on that.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.